tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM and freakradio.org. My name is Skidmark Bob. This is Pop Defect Radio. Right now, we're going to feature, today, all dead artists and musicians that have and still are remembered through their music. We're also paying our respects to the Day of the Dead this October 2010. And we start with the infamous Johnny Cash, who died on September 12th, 2003 of complications from diabetes, less than 4 months after his wife, June. Cash was known for his deep, distinctive bass baritone voice, for his boom chicka boom freight train sound of his Tennessee Three backing band, for his rebelliousness, coupled with increasingly somber and humble demeanor, for providing free concerts inside prison walls, and for his dark performance clothing, which earned him the nickname The Man in Black. And he traditionally started his concerts by saying,
"Hello, I'm Johnny Cash."
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, "Son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns." But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
I want you to, if you don't mind, Carl, I'd like you to stay out and help us on some songs. Play the guitar.
I'd love to.
One of the greatest guitar players as well as songwriters and singers in the business.
Thank you.
Appreciate a little help on the guitar, all right?
Love it.
Thank you, Carl. Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a groove at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't that man. Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white.
every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. If I ain't dead already. Woo!
FM, freakradio.org, Pop Defect Radio. In celebration of Day of the Dead coming up this October 2010, we're doing all dead artists and be featuring that for the whole 3 hours today on Pop Defect Radio. That was, of course, the infamous Beatles. Of course, John Lennon, who would have been 70. We also heard some Johnny Cash in there as well. We heard from the top, of course, Folsom Prison Blues. A Boy Named Sue, both live. I believe that was at Folsom Prison. Man in Black. And that last one from one of his last recordings, When the Man Comes Around. Today we're featuring all dead artists, musicians on Pop Defect Radio in honor of Day of the Dead. And we just started a John Lennon / George Harrison block. John, who would have been 70 this year, with his timeless classic called Nobody Told Me, here on Free Radio, Pop Defect Radio. Keep it locked.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, nothing going on. There's always something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
Nobody told me there'd be days like these. getting high. Everybody's flying. I never touch the sky. There's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised. Mama, roll!
Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org, Pop Defect Radio. And yes, we are now operating at full power, over 100 watts, I believe, in the Santa Cruz area, as well as online at freakradio.org. Check out popdefectradio.blogspot.com as well. And today in Pop Defect Radio, we're featuring All Dead Artists program in honor of the Day of the Dead. That was, of course, the Beatles. Still My Guitar Gently Weeps, of course, featuring George Harrison. We also heard The Art of Dying from George solo release, All Things Must Pass. Harrison was known to be the, quote, quiet Beatle, and had a strong solo career after the Beatles, and had many releases to his credit. And despite surviving a stabbing attack by a crazed fan, Harrison died of cancer in November 2001. Phil Oakes, on the other hand, was an American protest singer, or as he preferred, a topical singer, as well as a songwriter who was known for his sharp wit, humor, and political activism. After being diagnosed with bipolar disorder and psychiatric issues, he hung himself on April 7, 1976. Here's Phil Oakes with his classic anti-war song, I Ain't Marching Anymore.
I at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I've killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
When the still sea conspires in armor and her sullen and aborted currents breed tiny monsters, true sailing is dead. Awkward instant, and the first animal is jettisoned. Legs furiously pumping their stiff green gallop, and heads bob up. Poise, delicate, pause, consent, in mute nostril agony, carefully refined.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on to the other side, break on through to the other side.
did break through. Free Radio, Freak Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org. The Doors featuring Jim Morrison, who died on July 3rd, 1971. The official account of his death, he was found in a Paris apartment bathtub. Pursuant to French law, no autopsy was performed because the medical examiner claimed to have found no evidence of foul play. The absence of official autopsy has many questions regarding Morrison's cause of death. That was Break On Through to the Other Sides. We also heard Horse Latitudes. And here's this one. 5-1, The Doors. Stay tuned. Jimi Hendrix is up next.
Experience. should have put you, baby, a long time ago. I should have put you in a, when I'm back down in Mexico. Out of my love, my first mind. Well, bottle, bottle, pretty baby, my first mind. I say, I would have been gone since my 17th. Lord, no, I should have been gone. Oh, no, I should have been gone. But you got me messed around here with your baby, man. Crying on a killing floor.
Thank you. gossip is understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Oh, let the good time roll.
Listen to this one last thing.